In Tav Chaf Beis, Siv Dalid, and we'll be doing from Dalid till the end of the Siman. Siv Dalid and Hafsaka, we're talking about Halal. When could you be Mafsik in Halal? So since Halal on Rish Chodesh, we say Bedilug, the Halach is Linyan Hafsaka, Filu Be'emsa Shoal B'Shlom Odom Shud Sarach Benigbal Kovid. The Halach of Shoal Mipnei HaKovid, that anybody that you've got to show respect to, you're allowed to be Mafsik in the middle, Mamish in the middle. Umeshiv shalom chaladim, and anyone that said shalom to you, you can answer him any place. Al bin yinachar lo yafsik. However, stam for no reason, you should not be mafsik. This is even bein aprokim. You don't stam. You're not stam mafsik for no reason. The machaber, if you remember, paskin like the Rambam that one should not make a brach on halal and rish chodesh. And nevertheless, he tells us not to be mafsik. The mashmos is that there's an iser of being mafsik, not because of the brachas that you made beforehand, but there's an iser of being mafsik simply because these prakim of Tehillim belong together as halal. That's the mashmos here. Further, v'dafka b'rish chodesh pesach, says the Rama, b'yomim shein gomrim halal. Ava kasha gomrim olsin l'inyan hafsaka dino kamo b'krishma. Otherwise, on days that we say the entire halal, the halacha is like Krishna, that bein haprokim you could be shol mipnei hakavod, whereas, and meshiv shol mechaladam, bein tzaperach you can only be shol mipnei hayiru, meshiv mipnei hakavod. Sivhei, im hivsik bo v'shoho, ak filu kadei shol ligmar kulo in tzorech lach salarosh. We have this machlokas, the machaber and Ramoth throughout, legabi the halachas of being mafsik in, being mafsik in the middle of different parts of davening, in the middle of krishna la halacha, we are generally machmir that mshoket eligmar is kula, that is considered a hafsik if the person was not roy to daven. In the case of halal, la halacha is that even if you were shoket eligmar is kula, you will not have to go back to the beginning. Even if it's machmas onus, that means that you weren't able to daven. Now, this halacha is true even when we say the entire halal, not only because of dilug. Over there, some amachmir, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's halal on yontiv, where we say the whole halal, there you should say it again without a bracha if you were shalkadei ligmar eskula. Sivav hakorei halal amafreya lo yotza. If you lane it out of order, you're not yotza. And what does out of order mean? So if you're talking about messing up the order of the psukim within a perek, it certainly includes that. With regard to the prakim themselves, so there the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. And he says that if you're going to say it over again on Rish Chodesh, certainly don't make a bracha. He brings a machlokas in it. And his question really is, if we lay in Howl Bedilug, how can saying it out of order be worse than skipping? Now the Rama. To'o yachso lamokam shetobo. Let's say you made a mistake, so you have to go back to where you made your mistake. Otherwise, it's going to be considered lamafreya. If all you do is say that pasuk that you made a mistake in, it's going to be totally out of order. Now, what happens if you have a suffix? So the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that in the case of suffix, what you do is you go back to the last place that you know that you said. Lemaisa, he brings this from the Beis Yosef, but in the Bira halacha, he leaves it as a real tzarachian, because that halacha, it says for Krishna. We don't find this halacha in a derabbanan. Howl is still a Durabanan only. So the Mishnah Berurah really isn't so sure that in the case of Suffolk you'd go back to the earliest possible place that you could have missed. Siv Zayin, Mitzvah's Kriyas Halal Mu'umud. You're supposed to say Howl when you're standing. Why? So there are two reasons given. One is that it's a limud from when they said Howl in the Azara, and we know that there's no yeshiva in the Azara, only Limalche Beis David. Also, because it's considered an edus to Hashem's nisim, and an aid, a witness, is supposed to testify standing up. What's the nafkamina? So there's a very interesting nafkamina, smicha. Leaning in a way that if you take away whatever it is that you're leaning on, you would fall over. is not Amida, but it's not Yeshiva. L'mashal, Smicha in the Azara is Mutter. Yet, that's not Amida. An aid is not supposed to be Nismach. When someone gives witness, he's supposed to stand. So L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Smicha L'chatchil is not considered Amida, but there's a Yesh Omrim that says that you could. He says, yeah, there are those who say that you could, and their reasoning is because of the Azara. But anyway, b'di'eved, the halach is that you yotze even be yeshiva, and the one time a year that we do say halel be yeshiva is at the Seder, the reason being that we say it derech cherus.